BBC Radio 4. Now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 today, Sunday the 2nd of February. There are warnings of gales in Viking, Norfolk Zero, Fitzroy, Sole, Fastnet, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800, new low expected Biscay 1021 by 1800 Sunday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Zira, southerly 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic, 4 to 6 later in Viking, occasional rain, moderate or good. South at Zira, 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher. Southerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in Cromarty, occasional rain, moderate or good. German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland. South, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in Humber, drizzle later in Portland, moderate or good. Plymouth, Biscay, variable 2 or 3 at first in southeast Biscay, otherwise southerly, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in west, fair then rain, moderate or good. Trafalgar, northerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in north, rain or showers, but becoming fair, except in southeast, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Fitzroy, Sole, cyclonic or northwesterly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, decreasing 3 to 5 later, rain then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, south becoming cyclonic 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in Fastnet, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, northwesterly backing southwesterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 or 5 for a time, then occasionally severe gale 9 later in northwest. Rain or showers, moderate or poor. Rockall, northwest 4 to 6, backing south 7 to severe gale 9, rain or showers, moderate or poor. Malin, Hebrides, cyclonic 6 to gale 8, decreasing 3 to 5, becoming south 7 to severe gale 9 later, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, southwest 6 to gale 8, backing south or southeast, gale 8 to storm 10 later, wintry showers, then rain, moderate or poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later, except in southeast Fair Isle. Occasionally severe gale 9 later in west Faroes. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, southwesterly, backing southeasterly later 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 4 to 6 for a time, rain or thundery wintry showers, moderate or poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 23000. Tyree Automatic, south by east 7, recent drizzle 5 miles, 1010, falling more slowly. Stornoway, south by west 6, recent drizzle 5 miles, 1009, rising slowly. Lerwick, south 7, mist 5 miles, 1013, falling more slowly. Wick Automatic, south southeast 4, 7 miles, 1012, falling more slowly. Aberdeen, south by east 4, 9 miles, 1016, falling slowly. Lucas, north 1, 13 miles, 1017, falling more slowly. Boomer, south 4, 5 miles, 1020, falling slowly. Bridlington, south 6, 1023, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southeast 4, 5 miles, 1026. St Catherine's Point Automatic, southeast by south 3, 1024, falling more slowly. Jersey, south 3, 16 miles, 1025, now rising. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southeast by south 4, 11 miles, 1024. Scilly Automatic, south by east 7, 7 miles, 1018, falling. Milford Haven, south southeast 5, 22 miles, 1019, falling. Aberporth, south-southeast 6, 32 miles, 1,017, falling. Valley, south-southeast 6, 14 miles, 1,018, falling. Liverpool, Crosby, south-southeast 4, 11 miles, 1,020, falling slowly. Valentia, northwest by north 2, moderate rain 3 miles, 1,011, rising. Ronald's Way, southeast by south 5, slight rain 6 miles, 1,018, falling. Malinhead, southeast by south 6, 5 miles, 1,010, now rising. Macrahanish Automatic, southeast by south 7, 8 miles, 1,013, falling slowly. Now, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Saturday, the 1st of February. The general situation: the United Kingdom currently lies in a southerly airflow, with strong winds affecting northern and western areas and gales affecting the far northwest 4 a time. Atlantic fronts will bring some rain to the north and west. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southeast veering northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, then backing south later and decreasing 3 for a time. Rain at times, becoming fair later. Good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. South or southeast 4 to 6, occasionally variable 3 in Firth of Forth, then veering southwest 3 to 5 later. Rain at times, becoming fair later. Good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, south or southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first and 3 later. Occasional rain at first in north, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, south 4 to 6, veering southwest 3 to 5, fair, moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southerly or southeasterly, veering southwesterly later, 3 or 4, occasionally 2 in south. Fair, moderate or good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, southerly or southeasterly, 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less later. Fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, south or southeast 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first, becoming variable 3 or less later. Mainly fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. South or southeast, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, decreasing 2 to 4 later. Fair, then rain or drizzle at times. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first in west. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. South or southeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first near Pembrokeshire. Becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, then west or southwest 2 to 4 later. Fair, then rain or drizzle at times. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first in west. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. South or southeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, becoming cyclonic, mainly southwest 3 to 5 later. Mainly fair, then rain or drizzle at times. Good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in northwest, becoming cyclonic, mainly southwesterly 2 to 4 later. Fair at first in south and later in north, otherwise rain or drizzle at times. Moderate or good, occasionally poor in north. Isle of Man, south or southeast 5 to 7, becoming variable 3 or less later, then becoming southwest 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, becoming fair later. Moderate or poor, becoming good later. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lock, southerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in north, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, then southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6 later. Rain at times, becoming fair later. Good, occasionally poor until later. Mull of Galloway and to Mull of Kintyre, including the Forth of Clyde and North Channel, southerly or southeasterly 6 to gale 8, veering northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 or 3 later, then becoming southerly 4 to 6 later. Rain at times, becoming fair later, good occasionally poor until later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, south 6 to gale 8, veering northwest 4 to 6, then becoming variable 2 or 3, becoming south 5 to 7 later. Occasional rain, but becoming fair for a time, good occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, south veering northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, then becoming variable 2 to 4, becoming south 6 to gale 8 later. Occasional rain, but becoming fair for a time, good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, south 5 to 7, veering northwest 3 to 5 later, then backing south later and decreasing 2 for a time. Occasional rain, becoming fair later, moderate or good. And that completes the shipping bulletin and programmes for tonight. From me, Jim Lee, good night.
Welcome to the Inquiry on the BBC World Service. China plans to build the biggest hydropower dam in the world.
It's the super dam. It's the dam of all dams because of its massive hydropower generation capacity.
However, there are reservations about the clean energy project.
This clearly shows how China is being very selfish in this terms of sharing water with the other countries.
Country disputes over water can run for decades.
It's not like oil. It's not static, and so it doesn't follow the rules of territorial sovereignty so well. This is why states end up fighting over them.
This week we're asking, why is China building the world's biggest dam?
China and US are the main carbon emitters, and China is the one that is taking the lead.
I'm Charmaine Cozier. Join me on The Inquiry after the news.
Hello, I'm Roisin Hasty with the BBC News. President Trump says he's signed an order imposing 25% tariffs on imports from Canada and Mexico. He's also imposed a 10% levy on imports from China. David Willis reports from Washington.
President Trump believes making goods from China, Canada and Mexico less attractive to American consumers will prompt their governments to implement tougher measures to reduce the flow of drugs and illegal migrants into the United States. Canadian oil imports will be taxed at the lower rate of 10% in recognition of the United States' heavy reliance on supplies of crude from its northern neighbour. But economists believe that as well as pushing up petrol and grocery prices in the United States, the sanctions could plunge Canada and Mexico into recession and send global financial markets into a tailspin.
The Premier of Canada's Ontario province, Doug Ford, said the decision was extremely disappointing. He said the US was walking away from a trading relationship that improved the lives of millions on both sides of the border. Mr. Ford said the tariffs would devastate the Canadian economy and the coming days would be difficult. China said there was no winner in a trade war. Ukraine and Russia are blaming each other for a drone attack on a boarding school in Ukrainian-occupied Russia where civilians were sheltering. 4 people were reported killed and dozens of others, many of them elderly, were injured when the guided aerial bomb hit the building in the town of Suja in Kursk province. Here's Danny Eberhard.
The Ukrainian military claims that Russia knows that there were only civilians sheltering the building. And one Ukrainian military spokesperson has said people are trapped under the rubble, that there are rescue efforts to try to get them out, and that groaning and screaming can be heard. We have seen some video and some stills images